farmers were digging among fruit trees on a farm on Mexico's coast when they found a big surprise, a stone statue almost 2 meters tall. The female statue may represent an influential woman rather than a goddess, or some mix of the two, experts said earlier this month. The National Institute of Anthropology and History said this was the first such statue in the Huasteca area of Mexico. The statue had a complex hairpiece and showed evidence that the female subject may have held a high status. The piece may date to around 1450 to 1521, the institute said. The place where it was found is near El Tajín, a pre-Hispanic city from the early 9th to 13th centuries. But the statue shows some influences of the Aztecs. The farmers found the piece on New Year's Day and quickly reported it to officials. The area where it was found had not been known to be an archaeological site, and the statue may have been moved from another unknown site. The person represented by the open-mouthed, wide-eyed statue remains a mystery. Institute archaeologist Maria Eugenia Maldonado Vite wrote that this could be a ruler based on her stance and clothing. She may not have been a goddess. But Maldonado said the statue could be a mix of the team goddesses and women of high political or social status in Huasteca. Those goddesses were part of a fertility cult, she said. Susan Gillespie is an anthropology professor at the University of Florida. She said Aztec documents from colonial times made note of women rulers who passed their power on to successors. Women were highly valued in the pre-Hispanic times and lost their status only after the Spanish conquest, Gillespie added. However, she noted that if there is only one such find, it's hard to say how important it is, or even if it is correctly identified. Archaeology works best with repeated findings, she explained. In 1994, at the Mayan ruin site of Palenque, archaeologists found the tomb of a woman called the Red Queen. That name came from the red color that covered her tomb, which dates to between 600 and 700 AD. But it has never been clearly established that the woman was a ruler of Palenque. I'm Alice Bryant.